Good morning everyone, this is Arthur Champion. Welcome to our service of Matins BCP for today, the second Sunday before Lent. All the notices are in the weekly news sheet, which was sent out on Wednesday by email and posted on the parish website. So we begin. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. I will arise and go to my Father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now let us kneel to pray as we come to God in confession. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but rather confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sin before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present time, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. And now the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. Our reading from the Old Testament this morning comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the high parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the seas his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him as one who brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. The psalm is 104. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein all things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is no Leviathan whom thou hast... There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure for ever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning comes from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We normally stand to sing the Jubilate Deo, but we'll remain seated and say it instead. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. We normally stand for the Apostles' Creed, facing east. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. And now we come to a time of prayer. First, some bidding prayers for today, the second Sunday before Lent. The Diocese of Gloucester asks our prayers to live as adventurous followers of Jesus Christ. Also, to pray for the Church in Norway and our partnership with the Diocese of Karnataka Central in South India. Let us pray also for our local community during these days of pandemic. Thankful for the estate office, those who are still serving us in the local garage, whilst asking God's favour on businesses that are struggling to survive. At this time of year, hundreds of visitors would normally be enjoying the snowdrops around Colesbourne Estate. Let us thank God for the reliability of springtime and for next year to be even better and make up for current losses. We pray for those known to us who are needing medical treatment, even in our own congregation, as well as the wider community. Let us pray for those who have recently died and their families who mourn, including George Proverbs, Michael Setkuka Mosley, and Dr. Jemba Tefra. We also remember before God's throne of grace those whose anniversaries fall at this time and others who will die today. May God have mercy on each one. So we come to the collect for today. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We say together, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that in all our doings we may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings, Lord of lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech thee, with thy favour, to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to thy will, and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts. Grant her in health and wealth long to live. Strengthen her, that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies. And finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly beseech thee to bless Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, and Charles, Prince of Wales, and all the royal family. Endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, prosper them with all happiness, and bring them to thy everlasting kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates, and all congregations committed to their charge, the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and hast promised that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfil now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us now bless one another in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all evermore. Amen. Well, a few words of reflection on the scriptures. At this time last year, we began receiving intermittent news reports of a new and supposedly deadly virus that had escaped from a Chinese laboratory or jumped across the species barrier in a wet market and was rapidly spreading around the world. Finally, on the 23rd of March, our Prime Minister announced a national lockdown, and then the Archbishop of Canterbury ordered the locking of church doors, although at Easter he backtracked on the Andrew Marr show by claiming that this was just guidance. In the past year, the government has supposedly been following the science, as if science is ever settled, which has resulted in constantly changing restrictions and freedoms of movement, compulsory wearing of face masks, millions working on their computers at home, bankruptcies, homeschooling, divorce, and suspension of NHS services for diagnosing and treating cancers and heart conditions. At the moment, the Archbishop of Canterbury is encouraging everyone to have the new vaccines developed in 10 months rather than the usual 10 years. It's as though the whole world has changed, but most of us can't wait to get back to the familiar old world we had before. But let us pause for a moment and think, what if God is already offering us a fresh start here and now? It seems to me that's exactly what's happening in today's gospel passage. Surely these are some of those beautiful and meaningful words in the English language. All four of the gospel writers take the ministry of John the Baptist as the historical starting point for the public ministry of Jesus. But the opening verses of John's gospel go even further back. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Before Abraham was, before Adam was, before time was, there was God. It was by God's Word that everything came into being. God spoke a word, and things happened. By describing Jesus as the Word, John was making clear that Jesus is not to be regarded as just an ordinary man. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the light of the world, who offers the gift of eternal life to the entire human race, if they will receive him. By referring to God as the Word, John, the Gospel writer, was appealing to both Jews and Greeks. He was saying that Jesus of Nazareth is the actual embodiment of the creating, illuminating, controlling, and sustaining mind of God, who has come down to live with ordinary people like ourselves. We know the story of Christmas, which refers to the Christmas story, which theologians refer to as the Incarnation. John was telling his readers that people no longer needed to guess and grope as if in the dark. Now all they needed to do is to look at Jesus Christ, who is like a bright and shining light. Well, as you know, the Church of England requires clergy to retire at age 70, which means Margaret and I must leave you before mid-June. It will be a new beginning for us and for the local church. We still don't know where next, but yesterday morning I had a new thought. It's not so much about working out where we're going to be living, as what place are we going to be giving God in our hearts. John's Gospel puts it like this: "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God." So if we can put God first in our hearts, that will make all the difference wherever he leads us. We're all living through a pandemic and frustrating government restrictions. We can either spend our time being glued to the TV news, which is always depressing, or we can inhabit the Bible each day and draw encouragement from the ancient scriptures. One way leads to fear and possible mental illness. The other way leads to confidence in God and a peace that passes all understanding. I hope we each choose the right way. Amen. And now, as we draw towards the end of the service, the blessing. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.